With the U.S. Census deadline just days away, community organizations in Schenectady are mobilizing to get people to fill out their census forms while there's still time. The Schenectady Foundation, an organization that has supported charitable causes in the Electric City for more than 50 years, is leading a last-minute push to get city residents to get counted in the 2020 census. Foundation Executive Director Robert Corot hosted a press conference Friday at the Schenectady Boys and Girls Club, which opened its doors in late 2019.
We urge our citizens in Schenectady County, and especially in the city of Schenectady, to get out, complete their census, urge their friends, family, and neighbors to also complete their census. So much depends on it.
The Schenectady Foundation has produced a series of public service announcements that are being shared online and with local radio and television stations to encourage residents to be counted. The Schenectady County Census self-response rate is around 66%. That's higher than the New York State average rate of 63%, but also behind the county's 2010 self-response rate of 69%. The city of Schenectady's self-reporting rate is around 52%. It was 60% 10 years ago. The location of the Boys and Girls Club was chosen because of the federal dollars that supported its long-planned construction. Shane Bargy is executive director of the Boys and Girls Club.
If not for key government dollars, which use census data to help appropriate resources, I'm not sure what we'd be standing inside today.
The two-story, 40,000-square-foot club built next to the Mount Pleasant Middle School is designed to accommodate 300 kids a day and features a gymnasium, a commercial kitchen, learning labs, and the theater where Friday's press conference was held. But during the pandemic, the facility took on a new role, serving as the headquarters for the Schenectady County COVID-19 Emergency Coalition. More than 16,500 care packages and 28,000 hot meals were provided to the community from the facility. Joanne Rafalik, executive director of Schenectady County Ministries, says Sikkim's Food Pantry feeds over 4,000 people every month. She says food pantries, like Sikkim's, depend on federal support.
That pantry can only stay open because of the funding that we get through the federal government that tracks down to the state government and then local government. The food bank is one of our major sources of our food that we distribute, but that is also relying on the money, and it also relies on how many people are being tracked through this census.
Rafalik says Sikkim has been working to get guests receiving meals counted in the census. She says there's a lot of fear from people who don't understand the census or are concerned that they're going to be tracked.
So the fear is if they give their name, their address, social security number, someone's going to come knocking on their door. So a lot of the process of getting our guests to complete the census is that trust factor and education of saying you're going to be safe.
Unlike prior years, this year's census was shortened by the Trump administration. An initial deadline was set for September 30th. On Thursday, a federal judge in California issued a decision requiring the U.S. Census Bureau to keep counting through October 31st. On Friday, the U.S. Justice Department announced it would appeal the case. With a timeline uncertain, William Rivas, executive director of the Coco House, an after-school and youth-focused nonprofit in Schenectady, challenged community leaders to do their part in making sure their neighbors are counted.
I challenge myself and I challenge the other leaders in the community to go out into the community and to knock on doors, get people to sign up.
And it's not just funding for government and community programs that's at risk, but New York's representation in Congress, too, said Schenectady City Councilor Marianne Porterfield.
So having the correct count has an impact on our community, not just locally, but also nationally. And whatever happens nationally affects what happens locally.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.